everybody got the email and the Facebook message about the net tonight, since the in-person had to be canceled for tonight. Net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 MHz. And the purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. Evening each month, we have an in-person meeting. Our next meeting will be held next month on April 18th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. And the meeting time is at 7:30 p.m. Now calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in this evening, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically, and also provide your name. And a PL tone of 94.8 Hertz is required to access this repeater system. I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KD8IIB. Hearing none, I'll now take check-ins from those stations that have Franklin County ARES business or announcements or ARRL bulletins for the net. Please call KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8 Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
For 8 Yankee Mike Tango.
Rogers, KA8RLC Cal and NEYMTJ, and of course I have my usual announcement. Any other stations with announcements or bulletins, please call. Chad, I'll now take check-ins from stations using the quadrant systems divided by Interstate 70 and 71. And we'll start this evening in the Northeast Quadrant. That's stations that are north of I-70 and east of I-71. Wishing to check in, please call.
Delta 8, Tango, Tango, Echo, Matthew.
Hello, Delta 8, Romeo, Tango, Papa, John.
Is KD8TTE, Matt, and KD8RTP. Good evening to both of you. Any other stations in the Northeast Quadrant?
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Delta 8, Papa Hotel Golf. The name is Richard.
KD8PHG. Anybody else, Northeast Quadrant? Now move down to the Southeast Quadrant, stations that are south of I-70 and east of I-71. Wishing to check in, call KD8IIB.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango. KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor, India. KB8YVI, Phil.
O8 Charlie Mike Whiskey. KB8CMW, Paul.
Please. KB8SYP, Lynn, KB8YVI, Bill, and KB8CMW, Paul. Any other stations, Southeast Quadrant.
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Tango Foxtrot, KE8HTF, Rick.
The Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Something Foxtrot, Rick, can you give me that something?
Tango.
Copy that, KE8HTF, Rick. Welcome to the net this evening. Any other stations, Southeast Quadrant? This is the Franklin County AIS Wednesday night net. Now we'll move over to the Southwest Quadrant. Stations south of I-70, west of I-71. South of I-70, west of I-71. Yeah, that's right. Please call KD8IIB.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo. Bob?
So Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Southwest, we got W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, and KD8HVX Jim. Any other stations, Southwest Quadrant. Let's move up to the Northwest Quadrant stations, north of I-70 and west of I-71. Wishing to check in, please call KD8IIB.
W8KWG, Gale, Northwest.
Kilo 8 Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, 8 a.m., 7.
Kilo 6 Hotel, Romeo Uniform, Bruce.
November 8, Sierra. Echo Yankee, Sharon.
And hold, I got W8KWG, K8OVP, K6HRU, and N8SEY. There was a station that tried to get in right after Frank and right before Bruce. You broke up. Try again.
E8ANW, Brian.
I'm clear that time, Brian, K8ANW. If that was you before, yeah, you broke up pretty bad. Any other stations, Northwest Quadrant?
W8RV, Whiskey 8, Radio Victor, Ken.
Prompt on last time. Kilo Echo 8, Hotel India Juliet, Harry.
Kevin.
Well, Kilo Echo 8, I believe it was Hotel India Juliet, Harry. But you were coming in pretty weak. Was that correct?
Let me try it again. Kilo Echo 8, Hotel India Juliet.
Okay, that's what I had. KE8HIJ, and the name was Harry?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, I pulled you out of there. Volume, or audio level is just a little bit low, but we are able to copy. Any other stations, Northwest Quadrant? Calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Please call, and once again, you do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate. Please call KD8IIB.
November 8, Papa, Victor, Charlie, John, and I would be in the Northeast Quadrant.
KD8PHG with a relay that I caught on input.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
In several of your doubles there, I think someone was calling in, and I was able to pull out KJ8AM Kevin up there in the northwest.
Richard, I added him in the northwest. KJ8AM Kevin, and John, we got you late check-in for the northeast quadrant, N8PVC. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County? There's a station just trying to check in. I did show a carrier on my waterfall, but I did not get any audio. Try again. At this time, we'll go back to those stations having announcements. Cal, you called in first. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to the net. This is K8RLC. Just a reminder of upcoming events. I will let ANW, who's in here, speak for his, which is the next one on the schedule of our actual. On the 31st. Also coming up this Saturday, the 24th, is the spotter class at OSU Fawcett Center. April 7th is the Ohio ARES Conference in Marion. The 21st of April is Step Up for Stephanie. Jay's in here, so I'll let him make comment about that. Also on April 21st is the advanced spotter class. And then I'll start putting plugs in, dropping into May. On Saturday, May 19th is Komen Race for the Cure that I will be coordinating. So in the next week or two, I'll start working on sign-ups for that. With that, unless anyone has any questions, I'll give it back to you, Kevin. KA8RLC.
N8PVC.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I want to make everyone aware of the spotter class that's coming up Saturday. There's a wrinkle that's been added to it that if there is a government shutdown, there will be no class. I don't know if the EMA is going to send anything out about that, but I was just made aware of that here about an hour ago. NAPBC.
Thanks for that update, John. Anybody got questions on that? Well, Ed, if there is a shutdown and that does happen, I will hopefully find out quickly about that from John or somebody, and I will send out a one call now alert and post it on Facebook so that everybody, at least in our group,
And anybody that subscribes to our Facebook page will be made aware that the class was canceled, if it is.
W8RWR.
And this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Jay, you want to go ahead and go with your announcement?
Brian didn't come in there with an announcement, but Cal brought him up as far as this upcoming event. I'll let him go first if he needs to say anything about this weekend or this next event.
Okay, I was going to hit him next before mine, but go ahead, Brian, if you want to do yours now.
Yes, we're having the bunny hop in Westerville. Right now I have 6 people, and Jay can help me with the rest, but I think we have enough. But if you're interested and never done it before and you'd like to, let me know. I'm KE8ANW at Yahoo. So it's Kilo Echo 8 Alpha November Whiskey at Yahoo.com. Thank you. Back to Net Control.
Ready with any questions for Brian? Jay, you ready for yours?
All right, thank you, Kevin. Good evening to everybody on that. Just putting it out there, Step Up for Stephanie coming up on April 21st. It's a Saturday. I know a lot of people have worked that with me before. I'm just seeing if there's anybody that's checked in today that didn't hear the net the last time. I do have a small list of people that have already notified me that they're willing to work, but I wanted to check and see if anybody on the net that hasn't and is willing to help out would be willing to help out and get a hold of me here. I'm going to take a standby, see if anybody would like to add to the list. I currently have Gail, Frank, Sharon, Mike from ABAMW, Brian, ANW, Hugh, and Doc. Anybody else on here would like to add to the list?
KD8WQY, add me to the list, the same spot as last year. Jay, please.
Denny, I do copy that, and I'm sorry if you think I could remember where you were. I'll be sending out a message, so when you get that message, just send me back where you were and remind me, please. Anybody else would like to add to the list? Hearing none, thank you for everybody that has already notified me. And back to you, Kevin, N8YMT.
Thank you, Jay. And everybody knows what my announcement is. Upcoming NETS, next week, March 28th. KD8RTP, John, who I heard on the air tonight. April 4th, Kevin, KJ8AM, who I believe is on the net tonight. April 11th, Mark, NABJF. April 18th, as I mentioned, is our in-person. And April 25th, we're KD8ION is going to do the net, and that week will be a simplex net. We try to do that about once a quarter or so, maybe once every 5 months or something, 4 to 5 months, and we'll be doing it on April 25th, so mark your calendars. April meeting, I'll probably start passing around sign-up sheets again for Wednesday night nets, because I'm good up through May right now, but I'd like to get through the end of June before too long. Normally during this part of the net, we ask for recaps of any events we worked over the past week. We haven't had any for the past week. The most recent one I can think of we had was the little one called the Arnold. But if anybody on frequency tonight would like to talk about any of the events we have worked recently, please call now. And do we have any stations out there with any additional business, discussion topics, or just regular queries for the net? Please call KD8IIB.
RWR.
Go ahead, Bob.
I was just wondering, are they going to let us know by Friday at the latest for the weather spotter seminar?
John, do you have anything on that?
I would say just pay attention to the news. My best guess is that they'll get this worked out, but just listen to the news. If the news, 11 o'clock news, says the government's shut down, then the government's shut down. But Kevin will certainly let everyone know via one call if something happens. The WeatherNet may put something out on its webpage as well, so and Facebook page, so you might check there as well. NAPBC.
QSL, back to the net at W8RWR.
Bob, and thanks for the answer, John. Yeah, it'll be all over the news if there is a government shutdown. You will know, so basically, the word is that the government shuts down, the class is canceled. Any stations with any other additional business or discussion topics for the net, please call now, KD8IIB. And I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARS Wednesday Night Net. Please call at this time, KD8IIB.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Mike November, KBAYMN, Mark.
YMN got you in there, Mark, in the nick of time. Any other late check-ins?
Hey, Kevin, go ahead. Mark and my team, KBYQS, KC8PFD, KE8GRL, and KE8JOE.
To come back to you and let you know I got it because I had to write down all four call signs, but I got you all in there.
I figured there was some lag there of writing KB8YQS.
Takes me a minute to write. Any other late check-ins at this time, please call. Then with no further business or check-ins, I will now close this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, and thanks to those who volunteer for our public service events. This is KD8IIB returning the repeater en route to normal amateur operation. And this is KD8IIB signing clear. Good evening in 73.